The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school football on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Follow us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Giant Communications pregame show. Our coverage of local high school football is made possible by our sports boosters, featuring our title sponsor, Peru State College.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new home managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right. Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
Welcome to Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas, where it's high school football this evening on Care Radio. And in the Kansas Class 4A state football playoffs, first round action has the Atchison Phoenix playing host to the Tigers of Fort Scott. Hello again, everybody. With Joseph, our producer and engineer, back at the K-Radio Sports Studios. Gus Counts to my left. Tom Counts with you here at beautiful Amelia Earhart Stadium, where the crowd continues to make its way in. And Gus, if they could find a more beautiful night for high school football than this, I defy you to show it to me.
I'm telling you, spectacular weather here. The sun has set. It's, you know, picturesque sky out here and should be set for a fun game. And how about this? If it's not homecoming, it's the playoffs. And so welcome to playoff football here from Amelia Earhart Stadium tonight. Let's talk a little bit about Fort Scott. Fort Scott coming into tonight's game out of the Southeast Kansas League, where they finished with a league record of 2-2. They were 2-6 overall this season. In game one, they lost to Paola 28-6. They lost at Butler, Missouri, 30-8. And you say, well, why are they crossing the state line? Fort Scott to Butler has to be a pretty short trip, like, you know, half hour probably.
Probably just about that, yeah.
Then they won at Independence on the 16th of September, 21-20. Then they lost to the Purple Dragons of Pittsburgh, 34-8. Lost to Labette County, 25-8. Lost at Chanute, the other undefeated team in this classification, 49-6. They went to Spring Hill, lost 46-0. And last week, for all their effort of a double overtime victory over Coffeyville, it bumped them up, and they get Atchison tonight. So for Fort Scott coming into this ballgame, 2-6 overall. For Atchison, sparkling 8-0 record coming into tonight's game. Did you get that?
I did not.
All right. Coming into tonight's game, Atchison in perfect 8-0, having beat Ottawa 31-24, beat Sumner 47-20, Harmon 72-0, Schlegel 63-14, Washington 55-6, 70-6 winners over Highland Park. We had them just a few weeks ago at Perry LeCompton, a 34-22 victory, and then last week finishing off the perfect regular season, a 59-18 win at Wyandotte. So Atchison, not really been close in any ball game this season. For Fort Scott, they're going to put their kickoff unit out on the field first. And for Atchison, they're still huddled up here on the near sideline getting ready to send their kick return unit out.
We were talking prior to the ball game with some of the staff. Do what?
Sports. Atchison.
Oh. We were talking to some of the staff here before the ball game, and, you know, the field here at Amelia Earhart Stadium, Gus, is in as good a condition as you're going to find any natural grass turf in the area. It's in great shape, and I'm looking forward to bringing you this one here this evening.
For Fort Scott, they are going to put their quarterback, sophomore Lennox Van, out there to kick off. For Atchison, they're going to send a pair of return men deep. It's going to be Zymer Hernandez on the near side, and looks like Adam Molt over there on the far side.
We are set to go, and hope you enjoy it. Fort Scott, put to the bottom of the team at their own 40-yard line. Think with a double row of kickoff return, guys. You don't see much of this. The kick is short. It'll be taken by an upland. Caught at the 39. Over to the right side, across the 40, and up to the 44-yard line. So for Atchison, it's going to be first and 10 in great field position as Anthony Cody catches that ball up short. He does a good job of covering it up and getting his team's offense out of the field.
Yeah, and again, I'm not sure if that's a Fort Scott thing to kick a little short, if they were trying to maybe kick it away from the return men, but you're going to give Atchison a really good starting field position right here.
Fort Scott in all white. White helmets, white jerseys, white pants with red lettering and a trim. Motion's going to go to the right side. Quarterback is going to take it, try to run, slips, falls, goes down, loses three.
That time quickly in the backfield for Fort Scott was number 20. Marquin Johnson, one of the few seniors that start for this team. Marquin, a big guy, 6'5", 210 pounds.
And if you're not aware, Atchison likes to go quickly. Hand off to the second man into the middle of the line. It's going to be Jesse Greenlee. He'll get across the original line of scrimmage. Add one to that. It'll be a gain of four, second and nine, or third and nine.
Marquin again on the stop right there for us.
So AHS with the ball at their own 44-yard line. And again, very quickly to the line of scrimmage. QB picks it up, drops it. Carter bumps the ball, covers it up at the 39-yard line. Atchison will lose five. And four. The Phoenix, a 50-second first possession, ends up in a three and out. And because the oddity of a 50-second possession is that it was three running plays.
Yeah, Atchison had a little problem. I think the quarterback, Trey Carter, trying to play a little fast right now, need to slow it down just a little bit. Let that snap get there and run the offense. Now they're going to be set to punt. And for Fort Scott, two men deep, settling in at their own 28.
It is a end over end, not a great kick, bounding at the 40, taking a huge Phoenix bounce down to the 30, down to the 25, and going to stop on the 25-yard line. So, for the Fort Scott Tigers, first and 10, as Adam Bolt goes down there and downs the ball. Fort Scott, just to call them a young team, I think would be very fair.
Yeah, they've dealt with a lot of injuries this season, and so are starting quite a few sophomores on that team. What did we count in the pregame? Six or seven sophomores out there for Fort Scott.
Well, certainly across the front sideline from tackle to tackle, four of the starting five in the front are all sophomores. The other one is the senior. First play of the game on offense for Fort Scott, a run into the right side. We'll get back to the line of scrimmage and add no more. So Levante McGowan for the Phoenix will make the tackle. It'll bring up a second down 10. Fort Scott, we mentioned, four sophomores across the front. You go to quarterback, Lennox Van, 6-foot sophomore. Wide receivers, Ty Marbury, Hayden Harris. Marbury's a sophomore. Harris and Johnson are seniors. And receivers Costins and Allison are both juniors. Going with a double wing offense on a second down 10 call. Quarterback is going to head up to the left halfback. He'll hit the line. Nothing there.
Yeah, it's going to be tough running against this front for Atchison. And we've talked about it all season, but Todd Daniels, Eric Smith, Levante McGowan across the front. That time it was Todd Daniels able to mow him down at the line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up a third and 10 now for Fort Scott. So, again, not a whole lot of creativity. They're just trying to run downhill, try to get a little something going and try to get some momentum in this early going.
We see a lot of teams, Gus, over the course of a year, but I don't know that we see any other team running a 34 defense.
Look how big Ty Marbury is, wide receiver.
6 foot four, quarterback is back to throw, rolling left, chased out of the pocket. Now he could run with it, and he will, gets across the line of scrimmage, and a tremendous open field tackle by Brenton Martin for the Phoenix, and it'll be Fort Scott on their first possession, just like Atchison. They're going to go three and out. We are at 9 minutes to go in the opening quarter, and Fort Scott set to put a toe to the football. It is going to be their quarterback, Lennox Van. He's also their return guy. He's their punter, and he's going to be kicking this one away for Atchison. A single return man is going to be back at the 40. That's going to be Hernandez. The kick away takes a little bit of a Fort Scott bounce, and Atchison will begin its second possession. in exactly the same spot it began his first. First and 10 at his own 40-yard line. 8.5 minutes to go into the scoreless opening quarter. Atchison hosting Fort Scott. Each team with a possession. Each team has gone three and out. Haven't seen the ball go in the air yet tonight. For AHS, the receiver will come wide to the left side. Now they're going to switch it up a little bit. They had Adam Moult over here alone, and now they're going to fill a slot with Aiden Battle. Two receivers also to the right. So Atchison's going to go to more a passing kind of a look. Quarterback Trey Carter wraps around, hands off straight ahead, and carrying a defender for a yard will be Jesse Greenlee. It is a 2nd and 9.
I'm starting to see something out of Fort Scott that I've watched a little football, not a lot, right?
You've seen some games.
I can't remember the last time I saw a team do this. Watch our cornerbacks here. They're expecting the big pass. A lot of times they're backing away when the ball is snapped.
Here's a pitch trying to get to the outside of the 40, picking up a nice block, cutting back against the grain, and getting up to near the 50-yard line. It's going to be very close to a first down, the longest run of the ball game, and that went by Jesse Greenlee.
Caden Connor comes up to make the stop on the play right there for Fort Scott, but not before Atchison able to move the stick to get their first down of the evening.
That was a nice run by Jesse. I like the way he's had awareness of the field and was able to cut back. Now quarterback is going to be back to the throw. Stops. Hit. Spins away again. Loses the ball. It's rolling around, and Carter's able to jump on it. He will lose 15. It's 2nd and 25.
Yeah, so he's going to lose a lot of yardage on that play, but he's going to be lucky that he was able to maintain possession because he was being wrapped up. The ball came out, but somehow he was able to dive back onto the football. It's going to bring up a 2nd and 25, 7.5 minutes left here in the first quarter play.
AHS is going to go wide to the right side. Motion will come to the left. They'll hand off on that little jet sweep. Trying to cut in the middle is going to be Hernandez. 35. Stiff arms to the 40. Shoves the defender as he goes out of bounds along the near side. And the official coming over didn't like the shove. Says, give me the football. And think about that again. Yeah. We'll get 10 of those yards back.
I was going to say, I'm not so sure he's worried about the shove as much as maybe the stare down afterwards, right?
2nd down 15 after the 10-yard carry by Atchison's Zaimi Hernandez. And now Atchison confused, not the right personnel, taking a timeout. Joseph will do it. 7:17 to go. We're in the opening quarter here at Amelia Earhart Stadium. Atchison, Fort Scott, scoreless.
Dr. Sean McCool, Christine McCool, and Peggy Kistler, and the staff at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic provide both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, orthopedic and soft tissue surgeries. For more information, visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com, or call 913-367-3600. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Well, coming out of the timeout, see what Atchison's got up his sleeve. They set up a screen, and it's going to be a big one. To the 50, to the 40. Cutting into the middle, hurling it a bit at the 30. Left side, 20. One man to beat at the 10. Runs over him at the 5. Reaches out. Touchdown, Phoenix!
No. That time, Greenlee got tackled in open field by the one man that could stop him from getting into the end zone. Greenlee going to be short of the end zone. It'll be first and goal for Atchison at the 1.
I saw one official in the middle of the field throw his arms up, I thought. But no, he is going to be down at the 1. That was a nicely designed play. Got the little guy in motion. It was, because, is that what you would call a tunnel screen?
No, it was just a regular screen out there.
First and goal, a yard away. Atchison taking a long look. And now they're going to bring
there
in.
There you go. We've talked about this before. Why are the officials not stopping the play?
They give it to a lineman who had lined up as a quarterback, and the touchdown is going to count. Okay, tell me where you're going with this.
So we talked about this 2 weeks ago. Atchison makes a late substitution. The official should come up, kill the ball until Fort Scott has the opportunity to make that same substitution. And I think that's what head coach Bo Graham is out on the field telling the officials are doing it wrong, right? Atchison keeps doing this all season. And the right thing is take a guy, walk him off the field, force the official to kill the ball for a moment and allow the defense to make proper substitutions.
That said, Atchison's going to be credited with a touchdown. It'll go to Jesse Greenlee. And Aiden Battle is in looking for the PAT. Now he's going to readjust the tee a little bit. It'll be held by Jeter. Taking their time. This is the only play that Atchison takes his time on during the course of the game. The PAT, skyward and good, and we're taking a timeout, Joseph. 6:49 to go in the opening quarter. And the Phoenix are on the board. It's Atchison 7, Fort Scott nothing.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
First kickoff of the ball game for Atchison's going to sail out the back of the end zone. And here come the Fort Scott Tigers. 6:49 to go in the opening quarter. And Fort Scott will begin this series. First and 10 at their own 20-yard line. It is hard to believe that less than halfway through the opening quarter, they are in possession three. And Gus, we talk all the time about few possessions, but you don't pick up some first downs and you move this fast, there could be a lot of possessions.
Or usually are a lot of possessions in Atchison games, right?
Double wing offense, receiver to the right. Quarterback Lennox Fan is up under center. Will hand off to his right halfback. He'll hit the line maybe a yard. Fisher's going to give him a good generous spot up to the 21-yard line. Very short gain in the middle as the Atchison defense in the middle and they're swarming and nice tackle for AHS. Levante McGowan will get credit for that stop. It'll bring up for the Tigers a second down nine. What's Fort Scott going to have to do to move the ball? Because so far tonight they have less probably than 5 yards in three possessions.
Throw to any of your receivers that are 6'3", 6'4", or 6'5".
Quarterback is going to keep himself options up. He's got room to the 20. 5'30", 5'40", 5'50". And up across midfield. What a run, Lennox Fan. I guess that's how you do it.
Yeah, Lennox Fan showed some good speed as he got into the open field, got a couple blocks. Atchison really had pinned down on that play, expecting it to be a run into the middle. Instead, Lennox Fan booted out to the left on the option play, picks up good yardage. But I'm just impressed with the size of these receivers for Fort Scott. They go 6'4", 180, 6'3", 180, 6'5", 200.
Those are some big guys. Do you think you'd want to incorporate those maybe a little bit into the plan?
Sound like a Saturday afternoon wide receiving corps, right? Like
there are a lot of guys who'd like to have that.
But look, I mean, Ty Marbury at 6'4", 180 just looks like a very large individual.
The ball goes up to midfield, so they're going to say it's out of bounds. And motion will go to the left side. The hand up to the tailback. He'll bust into the right side. Spins 360. Picks up five as he runs over and then into a defender. That was a nice run straight ahead for Rogers.
Yeah, that time Jaden Carter, the 5'11 sophomore, makes the stop on the play, but not before. It's going to be a 5-yard game, bringing up second and five for the Tigers out of Fort Scott.
This, their third possession of the evening, is their best possession. so far of the night as they have broken across midfield and are in Phoenix territory. Single man racing wide over to the near side. It's going to be Marquin Johnson. Motion to the right again. Quarterback will slide down, look for the option, hit, and tackle at the line of scrimmage. How about Todd Daniels? He is not the biggest guy out of the field, and yet, pound for pound, has probably the most tackles on his team.
Yeah, Todd Daniels is a guy who's always impressed. He always impresses me as that nose tackle on this 34 defense. But Todd, yeah, 5'6", 205, but again, a quick guy on that front line, no gain on the play, maybe even a loss of a yard. Let's call it third and six now for Scott. Now, I do like what the Tigers are doing right now, slowing the game down, bringing it to their pace.
They're going to bring the play in with Hayden Harris, the wide receiver. He's going to come to the right side on a third down and a half a dozen. Quarterback will take it. Game goes straight ahead, and there's just nothing there, maybe a yard or so, but
that time,
bring up a fourth down.
Yeah, that time Brendan Morton, the 6'1" senior linebacker, comes up and makes the stop. And for Fort Scott, it's kind of a dice roll right now. You're looking at about 4:25 left here in the first quarter. You are across midfield, but you're looking at a fourth and four, and can I tell you, for me, I punt this thing and play the field position game.
Well, for Atchison, every possession has begun with tremendous field position. But they're not going to punt. They're going to go back to throw. Pumps once, throws left, has a man that's going to be caught. There's the first down across the 40-yard line. The catch down the right side by Marquin Johnson.
That time Marquin did a nice job of running the curl route, coming back to the football, making a good reception, picking up the first down. Adam Moult, the strong safety, comes over to finally make the stop. Just under 4 minutes to play here in the first quarter. It's going to be a first down again for Fort Scott. They're going to keep this drive alive.
Gutsy play and gutsy call by head coach Bo Graham for Fort Scott, but he keeps his offense out there and the drive stays alive. 3:59 to go in the opening quarter as Atchison leads 7-0, but Fort Scott is moving to football. QB with a very deep drop, rolling right, looking. Now the defense steps up, the pass over the middle. Is it going to be caught? A diving effort, yes, at the 26-yard line, and another Tiger first down.
That time it was Ty Marbury, the 6'4", 180-pound sophomore, making the reception on the play.
What happens as quarterback Lennox Van rolls out, the linebackers finally come up on him, and when they come up, because that gap in the middle expands, and that receiver who's trying to cut across that open area has a little more room. First and 10, Fort Scott. 3:30 to go and rolling here in the opening quarter. Atchison with the 7-0 lead right now. Single man in the backfield again with a double wing. They'll hand off. Sweep starting to the right side. Can't get to the edge. You're going to be tackled at the line.
That's the thing that so many teams do against Atchison, and every team struggles with it, right? Trying to beat the Phoenix to the sideline. That time, Yogi Purdy there to make the stop for the Phoenix.
Here's the thing. When you got three linemen, but you got four linebackers, those guys on the outside, those outside linebackers can come up, and they shut that outside off. You know, they kind of box it in, and you just can't get to an edge. Matter of fact, they're going to say he'll lose a couple of yards. We're going to call a second down, and it does it as we're inside three to go in the opening quarter. Fort Scott with the football, trailing by 7, and Marquin Johnson is going to go wide to the left side. Single man to the right side is going to be Cal Cousins.
There's a lot of movement going on there.
Can markers agree with what you say? It's going to be false start, Fort Scott. Fort Scott playing, and you talked about it in the pregame, in the Southeast Kansas League. We're pretty familiar with the NEKL. We're really not probably quite as familiar with the SEKL.
Where did I put that thing?
I don't know, but I hear it. It's not that far away. So the penalty is going to take the football back to the 34-yard line. Did you get it?
No. We'll figure it out. Can't be far.
QB's back, and it's a quarterback draw. Straight ahead to the 30. Running over a defender. Down to the 25-yard line. So the quarterback came out of the gun, took the snap, feigned one step back, and then ran straight ahead.
No, it's neither of those. I don't know. It's around here. We'll find it. There we go. Thank you.
So it will bring up a third and getting back to the original line of scrimmage, a third down at about 10. I say, yeah, just a 26-yard line. I got a feeling Fort Scott's in four-down territory. They've proven that to me already tonight. Third down, 10.
QB back out of the gun. Rolls left. Hit. Pulls away. Hit again. Pulls away. The ball's loose and it's covered up by an offensive lineman. Atchison got back there. Lennox Fan was able to pull away from the first tackler, but the second one as he was going to the, had him going to the ground as a ball came out. Nice job by the Fort Scott offensive line covering it up. It will bring up now a 4th and 14. Now, guys, if you were thinking punt before, you might still be thinking punt here as the line of scrimmage is back at the 30-yard line. If you could angle this thing to a corner, get matches in a long field. Fort Scott is just standing there. We're 1 minute to go. Are they going to take this penalty? They're just standing looking at the sideline. The official's counting it down. And they're going to roll it down and take the timeout. Let's do it. Joseph, a break. 48 seconds left in the quarter. Atchison leads Fort Scott 7-0.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Here, 93.7 is your local sports authority. Not only can you hear sports broadcasts as they happen, but you can also re-listen to the games on mscsports.net. Once you're there, point to the audio tab and click Game Broadcasts to get connected to the game you want to hear. Here, 93.7, your local sports authority.
Well, let's see what Fort Scott's got up his sleeve as they utilize the timeout. Looking here at a 4th and 14. They're at the Atchison 30.
Not off to a promising start.
They're going to spread this thing way out. QB's back to throw. Losing it. Throws it. Picked off. This thing is going to come back up to the 40-yard line. Yogi Purdy with the INT. Gus, from its inception, that play had no chance.
I'm not really sure what Fort Scott had drawn up right there. The quarterback booted out. There really weren't a whole lot of receivers on that side of the field prior to the play. He had a slot that was trying to go to the other side. He motioned him back out there. It was just kind of a, I don't know, a disjointed play from the very beginning.
Back in the old days, we called that a mess.
Well, that works.
How's that? 37 seconds to go.
Back in the old days, you used to have, what, a meeting at the quarterback?
Yeah.
Or something to that effect.
Team meeting on the quarterback's jersey.
There you go.
First and 10. So, quarterback keeper straight up the middle to the 50, down to the 45, and down to the 40-yard line. That was a nice 21-yard carry by Trey Carter. Atchison quickly up over it. 26, 25 seconds. Atchison used it about 14 seconds between plays. It's the same play. And Carter breaks a couple of more tackles again to the 30, to the 25, and he's going to go down to about the 22-yard line. And Atchison's going to run up to the line of scrimmage and hope to get up another play or three before the end of the quarter with 12 seconds left. Now they're going to wind it. Coach Smith says, come on over here, guys. Time out. First quarter is in the book. At Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas, after 1. Phoenix, 7. Fort Scott, nothing.
For all the 4-H participants, Blair Feeds wants you to win that blue ribbon with our Show Pig products. Start with our Show Pig grower. Its high energy level combined with the balanced amino acid level will maximize lean muscle growth. Then at 125 pounds, switch to Show Pig finisher to further achieve genetic potential in your Show Pig. Call us at 367-2310 for more information or stop by 1000 Main Street to pick up all your Show Pig needs.
A wise investor once said, the stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything but the value of nothing. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
We're ready to go in the second quarter. So is Atchison as they come from the near sideline and sprint out onto the field and up over the football. They're going to have a first and 10. They're now at the Fort Scott 22. Handoff this time. Christian Barrett will bounce right to the 20. Breaks the tackle 15. Gets down to the 10. Hit there. Back down again as he was the last time to the 1 yard line.
Yeah, so Jesse's head. Nice running, and that time getting outside the tackle box, a nice cut down block by his right tackle and a good run. It'll be first and goal from the 1.
Trey Carter with Creamy behind him. Well, hand off. Jesse into the end zone. Touchdown, Phoenix. On the second play of the second quarter, and with 11:40 to go in the half, Atchison doubles its lead now. It's 13-0. PAT effort coming up here for Aiden Battle. And Jeter comes back. He's going to hold the ball. Atchison will be kicking to the north this time. The wind is a non-factor here this evening. Just hardly any breeze at all. The placement, the kick, and there's your point. Joseph, another break as quickly as that. 11:40 to go in the half. It is now Atchison 14. Fort Scott, nothing.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Millions of Americans suffer from hernias each year, but only a small percentage seek medical attention. Hernias can become extremely painful and cause major health complications. The only way to fix a hernia is with surgery. Amberwell General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren is an expert in hernia repair and uses advanced techniques at both Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha. If you think you might have a hernia, contact Dr. Warren's office at 913-367-6682 to request a consultation.
As we return, Aiden Battles kick away, but hold the phone. It's an illegal procedure call against Atchison. He'll kick it again.
Need a button, I'm telling you.
With the sounder. We've got to work on that.
So Atchison going to get downfield just a little early and going to back Aiden Battle up 5 yards. And I'm not going to back the way Aiden kicks either way.
Looking to the skies in the southwest, there's a beautiful, because that is a waxing crescent moon here this evening.
Yes, you always have to ask Cohen, is it waning, is waxing?
It is,
I'm not sure.
It is now a waxing moon. The old timers would have called that a wet moon. You see how it's tilted up? Is it pouring the water out? So we don't have a full moon again until what? Like the 8th or something of November?
As long as it's not Monday, right?
You don't want that. Here we go. So Atchison's going to overshift to the right side here. And Battle does not run. He just takes a step into the ball. It'll be taken by an up man in Faircott at the 27. That's a smart play.
Great play. And Atchison right there was utilizing their speed, right? They were kicking one high, a little short, trying to see if they could really get some of the fast guys down there quickly enough to field that ball, but a great job of fair catching it. And I think the fair catch on the kickoff has probably changed how some of those plays work, right?
Absolutely. And it may add, you know, a little bit more to some teams' repertoire of special team plays.
So now for Fort Scott, they've got two timeouts left, 11:40 left here in the second quarter. But this will be only their third possession of the evening. They had a three and out on their first one and an interception the last time they touched the football.
Here we go. First down call. Handoff into the right side. And barreling forward is going to be Colt Rogers. He'll take it up to the 29-yard line. So a couple of yards on that first down carry. And for Fort Scott, that's kind of how the running game has gone. A couple of three, maybe one, maybe no more than that.
Doesn't that name sound like it belongs on Spaghetti Western or something, right?
Colt Rogers.
That's a good football name.
I like it, yeah.
So now, looking over to the far sideline at head coach Bo Graham, he's going to take some time, and now he's going to make a late substitution. He's bringing Hayden Harris out and bringing Marquin Johnson in. And I love the size of Marquin out there, 6'5" and 210 pounds. They're going to bring him tight as a tight end right now.
Wing to the right side in an I formation behind quarterback Lennox Van, who's up under center. Will pitch to his tailback, sweep to the right side. He's going to be hit in the backfield by Martin and thrown for the loss. And there's the 15-yard penalty.
Yeah, Martin did a great job of grabbing him around the shoulder pads, but the running back kind of dipped his head at the last second. Martin lost handle of the shoulder pads and got a hold of that face mask. And he knew it when it happened. I think you could tell he was a little frustrated by his body language. So a tough break right there for Atchison and a big sigh of relief for Fort Scott.
This Gus will be one of their three best offensive plays so far in this game today, as they're going to pick up a bunch of yardage. And that ball is going to come all the way out across the 35, 38-yard line. First and 10, Fort Scott. The 2-6 Fort Scott Tigers and head coach Bo Graham making the long bus ride tonight. Actually, I'm a little surprised that we didn't get one of the early starts because of the geography involved in this tonight. Some teams across the state, when they have to get longer trips, will get the option to kick off a little earlier.
So,
kind of facilitating the return.
I figured it was probably about 2 hours.
A couple hours? That's not terrible.
Not an awful trip. Yeah.
It is a first down at their own 38-yard line. Fort Scott, the quarterback's going to pitch to the right side. That was a risky pitch, and the tackle made for perhaps the loss of a yard. That ball looked like it was out there kind of spinning and wobbling. And tell you what, tackle by Trey Carter over there. That's kind of a second and a dozen.
Yeah, and for Fort Scott, that was a risky pitch. I mean, that thing just hung in the air for a second. Kind of looked like a knuckleball, right? Like there wasn't a whole lot of life to it. It was a great job by the running back to see the ball in, possess it. Even though he loses a couple yards on the play, but you don't give the ball back to Atchison right now. It's second and 12 with 10:13 left here in the first half.
McGowan and Daniels and Seth Smith, they're the front five, front three. And that Atchison defense. Quarterback will hand off a little delay, hand off to the tailback, and he's just caught in a swarm of red and gold jerseys and will be tackled for yet another loss of two or three.
Brendan Martin, the first guy there for Atchison. He's done such a great job all year playing that middle linebacker position. And I'm telling you, that job becomes a little easier when you're talking about this front three for Atchison. I mean, Levante McGowan, Todd Daniels, and Eric Smith. We've talked about them all season, but these guys are just rock solid across the front line.
It is going to bring up a third down, and it does, and once again, with 9:20 to go in the half. From the gun, snap back, helmet high. The pass left side is way too deep. It's going to be picked off again. Second interception of the night thrown by Lennox Van. Up the middle, it comes to the 40. Back to the right side to the 45, pulling away from a tackle. Breaks another tackle. Finally, spinning and knocked to the ground. On the return goes Adam Moltz.
That isn't going to get another penalty on the sideline. So we're going to have a block in the back. We're going to have an unsportsmanlike conduct on the near sideline by the Phoenix. And so when this thing's all said and done, it's going to be a really bad field position. So the first penalty is at the 35. That's going to back them up to, the 25. Then you're going to get backed up probably half the distance to the goal, so you're going to be somewhere around the 10, 12-yard line. Because the last penalty is going to be a dead ball penalty.
Four officials are over here right in front of the Phoenix bench. The Phoenix coaching staff doing a nice job of trying to get the guys away from the field and they're going to talk this over. 9 minutes of play in the half. Atchison in front, 14-0, and Gus, we've got more football on Care Radio coming up as Benedictine homecoming tomorrow at Wilcox Stadium. And longtime adversary. And there's a penalty being called.
Oh. He calling targeting against Atchison, dead ball unsportsmanlike conduct against. This thing's going to end up, I don't know, 12, 13 yard line?
Yeah. But the Ravens are going to have football with Baker University tomorrow afternoon. You'll hear the Care Radio pregame at about 12:30. Raven kickoff at 1 o'clock tomorrow. So they just keep marching south.
It looks like Sherman out there, right?
Yeah, man, all the way down to 10. But when it's said and done, Gus, Atchison has the ball. Fort Scott's offensive possession thwarted by another interception.
Yeah, so for Fort Scott, they've possessed the ball three times tonight. They finish with a punt on a three and out in their first possession, and then back-to-back interceptions. At the nine-minute mark, Atchison will take over for their fourth possession of the night. Their last two possessions have ended in Jesse Greenlee one-yard touchdown runs.
However, for the first time tonight, Atchison's not up at his own 40 or further. They're going to start this one way back at the 10. Quarterback Trey Carter with his running back, Jesse Greenlee. Jesse only plays offense for AHS, does not play on the defensive side. Carter will keep it, makes the late pitch. Greenlee is going to be hit, runs into his own linemen, runs over him, and gets across the 15 up to 17 or so yard line. Jesse Greenlee picking up 7 or 8.
Marquin Johnson along with J.C. Gross makes a stop on the play right there for Fort Scott. Atchison quickly up over the football. Look over here to the near side. They're going to run Jeter wide between the numbers and the sideline.
Quarterback will keep it himself. Straight ahead for Carter, and he's going to be, going to give him a first down, just a half a length of the football beyond the 20-yard line. Now they're going to walk it back. Official on this side says right on the 20. The official on the other side says just a little past it. First down, Phoenix.
Either way, you started on the 10, so if you touch the 20-yard line at all,
it's
going to be a first down. So,
14-0 Atchison. Of course, with week 9 playing the postseason, that means is winner moves on, loser does not. Class 4A, this is the East Division. Quarterback is back to throw. Looking, steps up, hit from behind. He will be sacked. Back inside the 20-yard line, and down goes Trey Carter.
Yeah, and that's going to be a sack for Caden Connor. Now, there's a penalty that came in at the very end of that play. Not sure if we're going to have a hold or roughing the passer.
But Trey was waiting for, and he was hoping and waiting to see if he could get Jeter Purdy freed up. He was certainly the primary target. He was looking that way.
Personal foul, yeah, they're going to call probably an unnecessary roughness because the way Trey went down was maybe a little unnecessary, but, again, I always say it's tough to slow that body style down when you're a big guy out there.
8 minutes to go in the first half, 14-0 Atchison. And quickly, the Phoenix back up. Wide to the right is going to be Purdy. Slot right, battle. Quarterback rolling again, steps up, hit, breaks a tackle, throws on the run, and that's going to be incomplete. Touched by Jaden Carter with one hand, but he could not catch that pass, and it'll bring up a third down for Atchison.
And that time, Trey Carter did a nice job of sidestepping a couple would-be defenders, and looked like he was really going to be sacked for about a 7-yard loss. Instead, he kind of snakes his way back up into the pocket, and then lets go of a sidearm pass that was just a little errant, but again, an incomplete pass sets up a 2nd and 10.
Zamar comes in motion to the near side. He'll take the ball on the jet sweep, cuts into the middle, gets across the 35, and he'll pick up a couple yards, close to 3, but on a 8 and 10 call. He's got a ways to go. Big nose tackle, Garen Young, with the stop.
Fernandez going to come off the field, and quickly they're going to run Aiden Battle back in.
Talk about Garen Young making that tackle. He's a 5'10", 180-pound senior. Atchison 3rd and 8 at their own 37-yard line. QB takes a snap, looks left, now throws right. Hit at the 40, breaking a tackle, breaking another tackle, staying on his feet and fighting for the first down. That was an excellent run after the catch by Brendan Martin.
Yeah, you're going to have a penalty marker down here at the 40-yard line. And I'm not sure what it was. The official threw it late.
Ineligible downfield.
There you go. But he threw it right as contact was made with the wide receiver. I'm sure at that point he looked over and, you know, wide receiver standing next to a big number, and the official says, wait a second, that shouldn't happen.
If Atchison is able to be successful tonight and move on to the next week of the postseason, I would suspect that in the course of the upcoming practice week, Coach Smith is going to want to address the penalty issues we're seeing here tonight. Have there been a lot of, or is it just, it feels like it to me?
Yeah, there's been a lot of penalties, right? In for Atchison, the problem tonight has been big penalties, right? It's not just the 5-yard penalties. We're seeing the 10, the 15, the one that a moment ago was a quarter of the field. And so, for Atchison, you're going to have to clean those things up, especially as you're playing, you know, higher-seeded teams.
They're going to end up settling this thing in at their own 33-yard line. It'll be third down and about a dozen for the Phoenix. Trey Carter back to throw again. Looking right, throwing right. Has his man coming back for the ball. That was a nice job of coming back, but no way Jeter Purdy could get away from all of the defenders, but he's very close to the first down marker, and he may have it. They're looking hard.
Sure he does.
You think?
Yeah.
He might. They haven't told me yet. There he goes, first down.
See that little earpiece the official has? It's
coming right to your
right through us, yeah.
First and 10. Now they'll scooch that thing up a little bit further. Now a little bit further again. It's up well beyond the 44, closer to the 45 now.
Got that tiny URL pulled up on his phone.
6:53 to go. I think it was a QR code you used or something. Here's quarterback. We'll keep it and go into the middle. Spins away. Spinning away again. Here's what Atchison's running backs are doing as Carter picks up about 4. They're not going down on initial contact. They do a great job of spinning away. And, again, I'm always torn. Is it a great job of spinning it away and running, or is it not good tackling? Which is it? Which came first here, the chicken or the egg?
Spins. Are you an offensive coordinator or a defensive coordinator?
Here's a run straight ahead for Atchison. It'll be, I'm telling you, this one is short of the first.
I think we could walk in the Amino tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And you could look at Caleb Cook and Joel Osborne, show them the same clip. And Joel would say, that's just good offensive play. And Caleb would say, we're just not tackling well, right?
Power run for the first down and more to the 40-yard line. Again, breaking off tackles, running over defenders. And nobody grabbing or wrapping up. I'm telling you, I'm not trying to diminish the run, but, dude, you got to wrap up at some point.
I'm just shoulder hits, right? Like hit him with the shoulder pad, hit him with the shoulder pad. And Jesse Greenlee is just too strong if you're going to try to hit him with the shoulder pad and knock him down. It's not going to happen, okay?
What would Walt have told you if you'd done that? First and 10, Atchison. Another straight-ahead run for Jesse Greenlee.
That time Greenlee powers through the middle, and J.C., the linebacker, finally makes the stop on the play. But not before Greenlee's able to pick up another, let's call it 4 yards.
Yeah.
It's going to bring up a 2nd and 6, and it looks like there might be an issue on the far sideline with the
They
markers.
Cannot play this down until they get those down markers set over there. And they're going to take a moment here that this is going to stop play and to allow them to take care of that.
That's why you put a screwdriver in your pocket, right? That's what I'm talking about.
If you got turf, can you do that?
Yeah, that works too.
Back to throw again. Carter going deep. Man, wide open. Touchdown, Phoenix. There was no one close to Adam Moult as Trey Carter hits him on a 28-yard touchdown strike. And on a drive that began from their own 10-yard line, Atchison marches down the field and pushes now to a 20-0 lead.
That time, nice job by Trey Carter. Buying plenty of time in the pocket, and then Adam Moult coming open on that deep post, able to get in the end zone for his first touchdown of the evening.
PAT coming up again. Aiden Battle, he's about as automatic as they get. As it'll be Jeter to hold it. Bad snap. Jeter handles it expertly. Places it. The score. And we're taking a break, Joseph. We're at the 5:18 mark to go in the half. Atchison 21, Fort Scott nothing.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick, small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Atchison gets set to kick this thing away once again. Aiden Battle getting tuckered out here in his opening half. His team leading a 21-0. Aiden's done a lot of different things kicking the ball. He's had long kicks. He's had short kicks. He's tried to push him into spots. And right now it's a practice for him. And this one is just put the toe to it, knock it out the back of the end zone, and let your opposition have it at the 20.
Hey, there's baseball tonight, right?
There is.
No idea.
Not a lot of fans, I don't think. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure that if you're in Houston or if you're in Philadelphia, you care.
Philadelphia, that's where I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
The Astros are up 1-0, bottom of the second.
You know, a lot of the Kansas City fans will be pulling for the Astros because they remember 1980. I would be one of those. Remember, it's 1980. There was no joy in that. Here we go. First and 10. Ford Scott desperately needed to put together a bit of a drive, and then we'll go to the double wing. Left half back goes motion to the right. The handoff straight ahead, and perhaps a yard or so. And here's the deal. We've talked about it over the years. We've talked about it, I'm sure, at some juncture this season that when you trail in the game, that double wing offense is not the mechanism to get you back into things. You're probably going to have to open that offense up a little bit more in order to be able to score.
Well, no, it's just about to go there, right? Like, for Fort Scott, they're going to have to get a little more aggressive and get out of this offense, or at least try to throw the ball or something to make something happen, because this is not a play-from-behind type offense.
Here's a straight-ahead run. Fort Scott's going to take it up to their own 25-yard line. It'll bring up a third down, 5. Count of 4:20 to go and zip it along here. In the first half. You know what it would be? I guess it would be a beautiful night to be sitting out on the lanai, little fire going, listening to the radio at a football game. Here's a pass over into the right flat up at the 40, or rather 35-yard line. It will be a little bit out in front of the intended receiver. Go incomplete. And for Fort Scott, do they have a punter? Do we know?
We don't, but we're finding out that it's Ty Murmbury.
Here we go.
I believe, right? No.
First punt of the game.
Now, I know you feed the ducks.
Yeah, sure.
But do you feed the iguanas?
No, the iguanas will take whatever they want.
Okay.
I think if you're not careful, they'll eat the duck. Zamar is standing at the midfield line, and there's a punt away. That's an okay kick. It's away from the return man at the 45. It kicks out at the 40. That's a nice punt. So for Atchison, once again, this is going to be their, third or fourth possession to begin at their own 40-yard line. I believe it'll be their third at the 40. Their other one began back at the 10.
And so for Atchison, right now they find themselves up 21 points, just under 4 minutes to play. And talk me back to the beginning of the ball game. Atchison got the ball to start the game, right?
Yep.
So for Fort Scott, at least they're going to get the ball to start the second half.
3:55 separates us from halftime. Trey Carter, the quarterback. Behind him to the left is going to be Jesse Greenlee. Now the quarterback rolls right, and he's throwing hard, going for the home run, going for Aiden Badlin. Is off the tip of his fingers, incomplete at the 10, and he had a full 2 or 3 steps on his coverage man, Lennox Van.
Where is he? There he is. Cheetah threw that one, right?
Oh, did they switch it out to Jeter? See, such a strong arm, man.
Now Trey back in for this second out call.
3:45 to go. Jeter will come back to his wide receiver spot. Remember, a year ago, Jeter was running the ball with a QB. Here's a running play, and straight ahead goes Carter. Slowed it down to the line of scrimmage, and then able to surge forward to pick up about three.
Jasper Allison comes up and makes the stop right there for Fort Scott. And Atchison, a little slower on this possession, right? Like, not quickly up over the football. They're taking a little time to decide a little play call.
Third down, 7 at the 47. Back to throw again. Carter throws the ball, and it's going to be picked up at the 50, 45 and down to the 40-yard line. For some reason, I thought Trey was maybe just trying to throw it away and out of bounds, but he didn't get enough on it, and Lennox Van was right there, showing us the good hands, picking it off. And this is the best field position of the game now for Phoenix, or for Fort Scott to begin a possession.
Well, I think Trey was looking to throw it out of bounds. He just didn't quite get enough on it because you probably heard me during the play say he doesn't see it. He doesn't feel that backside pressure was coming down as that was Ty Marbury. And Marbury was screaming down from the blind side, and I think if Trey kind of looked out the corner of his eye, the ball slipped and didn't get far enough, and now Atchison with their first turnover of the evening.
There's a huge opportunity for Fort Scott to get something on the board before halftime. They got a couple of timeouts, 3:12 left, QB with the ball rolling right. Now he's going to run it himself, but I'll tell you what, it's hard business when you get up against man-to-man against Brendan Martin. He is as good an open-field one-on-one tackler as you're going to see.
When the play started, didn't you think that that was going to go for a big game?
Yeah.
Because it was a draw. It looked like there was just nothing but open space in front of him. But you realize the only defender out there was Brendan Martin, and if you're Atchison, you're feeling pretty good about that. Brendan, a really good open-field tackler, shows it off right there.
But Lennox could have just sprinted. But instead, it looked like he kind of slow-stepped a little bit, looking for a little more daylight, and Brennan closed in. Here's a straight-ahead run. That's off the right guard and all the way down to the 30, and way after the play comes a penalty marker.
I don't like it.
We'll see what the call is. The marker's lying on the 35-yard line, which is about where the ball had stopped. Clock stops at 2.5 to go in the half. We'll get the white hat coming over here and give us a heads up.
Ooh, so the worst part about that for Fort Scott, and head coach Bo Graham is not happy about the call, but the worst part about it is it was a dead ball on sportsmanlike conduct. So now it will be third down and eight, but third down and about 18?
Yeah.
He did call that dead ball, right?
I think so. I see third down.
There we
go.
Yeah. See? Here's the deal. If you're going to do it, get it during the play, but not after the play.
Yes. So it is a third down call at the midfield mark. They're just going to have a straight ahead run that goes nowhere.
That time Todd Daniels in the backfield makes the hit on the back, and now that'll bring up a fourth down. And I'm a little surprised that Jimmy's not utilizing a timeout.
2:15, 2:14, 2:13, marching toward halftime.
Because if I'm Fort Scott right here, what's 5 yards, right?
No,
or just
take that take
the timeout, whatever you've got to do, but burn all this clock down. And now we're going to get a penalty.
Sideline penalty against Atchison?
No, against Fort Scott. And that can't be a penalty. It's got to be a sideline warning.
Now they're having a bit of a discussion about all of this on the far side. And the bottom line is Coach Graham's not been happy with this whole, a lot of things that he's had to contend with tonight. Now the official and him are kind of nose to nose over there. And I'm sure they're going to come to some kind of a meeting of the minds.
Fort Scott, we haven't talked about it tonight. We're in that all-white uni with white pants, white jerseys, white helmets, red lettering, red trim, and kind of that old school, back when Fort Scott Community College had football, that FS kind of scripty logo in it, in red writing.
Here comes the punt. The snap is very high. Kicker goes way up, and
Atchison's offside. That time, the Phoenix were coming after the punter, and three guys were offside before that ball was snapped.
Well, Atchison's got yards to spare. and a little room to give. This thing is going to go back.
I'm telling you,
46.
Had a coach that said it's not a penalty if they don't call it, right?
Call
and
it.
If you jump that or time it just perfectly, why not?
And it's a guess, right? But and you've already had him do it a few times. You got an idea what the count might be. See if they try it again. It's fourth down at 15. Snap again, very high. The kicker goes up, gets it away, but it's off the side of his foot and a very poor kick.
So, Lennox Van is only a sophomore, right? Head coach Bo Graham will probably talk to him at some point and teach him a little trick. On a play like that where they get that close to the punter, fall down,
yeah.
Right? Because the official's right behind you. He doesn't get a good angle of did he actually hit your foot. And that punt is going to be 9 yards, right? 2 yards. Okay, two. So it'll be first and 10 for Atchison. They're very familiar with this territory, out to the 44-yard line.
Yep, went from the 46 to the 44. First and 10, as you call it, and the handoff. Greenlee will go right side, gets to the 50, pulls away to the 45, spins down to the 35-yard line. Nice run, Jesse Greenlee, the 5'10" senior running back.
Jasper Allison saves a touchdown right there for Fort Scott.
And again, Atchison snapping the ball way before anything is set. The officials should have stopped the game. They do not. And another run for Greenlee up the middle, this time down to the 30-yard line. And right now the officiating crew is allowing Atchison to dictate how they call the game. Snap is back, and again it's Greenlee. Slows down, puts the hand on the shoulder of his lead blocker, and he will go straight ahead.
That's Jesse, as he gets to the line of scrimmage, he got wrapped up by the linebacker, and a nice job right there by Colt Rogers to make sure there was very little gain on that play.
They're going to slow it up, and now they're going to ask Greenlee to exit the game because he was okay, got up to his feet, but a little slow about bounced up, took a pretty good hit as we're now inside a minute to go. First half. They're going to go to the Wildcat? No. They're going to just play action. Back to throw. Carter, again, going deep. Wide open. Jeter, touchdown, Phoenix. Jeter Purdy into the end zone. And we're going to call that, what, 35-yard touchdown strike. Trey Carter to Jeter Purdy. 27-0 Atchison in the last minute of the opening half. You're looking hard and long out there. What's going on? Did I miss something, maybe?
No.
One more PAT coming up here for Aiden Battle. Aiden, the right-foot soccer-style kicker. He is very good at this. It is down and up and right there. Joseph, we're going to do one more. 44 seconds left in the half. It is all Phoenix now. Atchison 28. And Fort Scott, nothing.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new home managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right, Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
Atchison set to kick it away, and the Phoenix love to play with these special teams. They do all kinds of cool stuff. Maybe the long run. Now they unbalanced line, and they're
offside every time they try to do this cute stuff.
And
right?
There's a fair catch called for, and the guy gets blown up. But there's no penalty.
Yeah, well, because
the play dead.
Yeah, the play's dead because Atchison tries to line up on the line and race down the field. Right. Yeah. The problem is, you got to wait until battle kicks it because you can't take a step. The whole left side was down the field before Aiden got even a foot on that thing. See, the official's trying to tell him, like, if you're going to be on the line, you have to stay completely behind the line. You can't even lean over the line at that point.
Now, is it an official's job to coach the team? I mean, you got to explain. I understand. Yeah. You got to explain what went wrong. But I don't know that you tell him, so here's what you got to do next time.
Right.
44 seconds left.
I guess.
In the half.
What you're trying to do is show the kids how to interpret that rule, and maybe he can go back and talk to your special teams coach on how to talk about it next week, right?
Yeah.
And maybe the special teams coach doesn't understand that rule because it just makes no sense to have everybody 1 yard up. See, they're going to do it again.
We're waiting to see their toe up to it, and Aiden kicks it, and they do not throw a flag. The catch is going to be made at the 12. Straight up the middle, 20, 5, 30, 5, 40, 5, 50. Down into Phoenix territory. The tackle from behind. That was a big return and a very late penalty marker sale.
Yeah, I'm not really even sure who that's on. I saw two guys get tangled up at the end of that play. It could have gone either way.
The point both ways.
Yeah, of course. And for the officials, it's which one do they see,
right? It's the second guy.
We always talk about the second guy.
It's always the second guy.
All right, so the official's going to walk over here. He's going to talk and say, what personal foul do you have this time?
36 seconds to go in the half. Yeah, we'd be bringing you some of the scores around, but we really don't have a whole lot. Joseph's going to take good care of you here.
Why don't you talk about Mickey right now?
Yeah. Chance for me to remind you that we hope you're enjoying high school football tonight here on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. It's going to go against the Tigers as the ball's going to be marched back all the way to the 35-yard line. It is a first and 10. Fort Scott, Sophie Fort Scott, what do you do? You got some options. You just fall in this thing, go to the locker room. You can wind up and,
you just run a couple in the middle, see if something breaks loose. I, again, love the size of these receivers. I'd love to see Fort Scott throw to these big bodies out here.
Well, they're not cutting too much out of this double wing offense. Quarterback under center, hands off, full back, straight ahead, good for one. Could be the last play of the half, if Fort Scott wishes it to be. Running behind 6'1", 265-pound senior, the only senior offensive lineman, right guard Caden Connor, the lead block on that. We're down now to 13 and 12. Looks like Fort Scott may roll off one more play here before the break. Again, motion right. QB will keep it. Sweep. Tries to get outside, stiff arms, there's nothing doing, and the half is over. We'll be back. Going to summarize the opening half for you. It is high school class 4A football here on K-Radio at Intermission Atchison, 28. Fort Scott, nothing.
The Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, K-Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this. Colon cancer rates among people under 50 are on the rise. In fact, 45 is the new recommended age for colon cancer screening. In its early stages, colon cancer often has no signs or symptoms. It's not painful, you can't see it, and most people don't notice they have it. A screening colonoscopy is the best, most reliable way to prevent and detect colon cancer. General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren at Amberwell Atchison is an expert at performing colonoscopies. During the procedure, he can both find and remove precancerous and cancerous polyps. Dr. Warren's office can often get you in for a colonoscopy in a matter of weeks. So don't delay. To schedule a colonoscopy with Dr. Warren, call 913-367-6682. Again, that number, 913-367-6682.
From Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas, it's halftime in his Class 4A high school football playoff game that is being brought to you by this station, its advertisers, and the member high schools of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. Of course, you know that no rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the express written consent of both K-Radio and the KSHSAA. As each team has now gotten to the locker room, Gus, you look at the scoreboard, 28-0 Atchison. If you're looking at the stat sheet, you'd say it's at least that. And I'm just trying to think of any phase of the game where Atchison just has not dominated yet tonight, and I can't think of a single one.
No. I mean, Atchison has come out. They played really good football tonight. They've done things that we're used to, right? Jesse Greenlee has run the ball really well. He's gotten into the end zone twice on 2 1-yard runs. I think for me, maybe that's the surprise right now, that Jesse's runs are 1 yard, 1 yard, right? Like usually we're used. Now, he has had some long runs prior to that, but just touchdown runs of 1 yard apiece. The PATs have been good all night, all four of them. And then we saw Trey Carter air it out a little bit. In the second quarter, he had a 27-yard touchdown pass to Adam Molt. And then with 44 seconds left, and it might have been the backbreaker, was that 35-yard pass to Jeter Purdy in the back of the end zone, right?
Yeah.
I think that was one where it looked like Fort Scott was going to be able to maybe run some time. Then they had to punt it. It was a 2-yard punt, and then Atchison just capitalized on it.
Yeah, moments before that play, Atchison leading at 21-0. Fort Scott had the ball and was well into Atchison territory with a chance to cut the lead a little bit, you know, and get some kind of momentum before halftime, and it didn't happen. And the next thing you know, Atchison's a 4-touchdown leader going into the locker room.
Yeah, and so for Atchison, you hate to say it at this point, you're up 28 points, but now you're starting to look at get out of this game, right? Get out of this game healthy. Take care of the football here in the second half. I think you can slow it up just a little bit because, again, now that you're into the playoff style, points don't really matter, right? Just survive in advance is kind of the name of the game. And so for Atchison, I think in the second half, I don't expect them to slow it down at all because that's just not their style. But it wouldn't hurt them at this point.
Volleyball state championships going on our various sites around the state of Kansas, and you've been hearing games throughout the course of the day on Care Radio. Tip of the hat to Dave Schuler and his Jefferson County North Lady Chargers as they, you talk about win advance. Well, they have advanced now. They're going to be playing tomorrow morning.
Is Dave the coach out there, right?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
And he has taken his team to the state championship now for the last four consecutive years.
Good for him. So, lots of games going on. I'm sure Joseph will update you on those. But I'm going to tell you the one game that matters to this.
Yeah.
St. James is at Baser tonight.
Right. And the winner of this game will play the winner of that game.
Yeah, well, St. James is up 21-0 at the break. So,
it's similar.
Somewhat similar to this game. So, anyway, but I won't steal all these scores because Joseph's probably sitting there saying,
Stop! Slow down! Quit!
But yeah, I mean, a lot of games going on around the area. The one game I've not seen yet, we'll try to track it down at some point, is ACCHS and Sabetha.
Should be a good ball game. I bet you Joseph's got he's got his ear to the ground on that. He's got people who know people.
Joseph is so plugged in. I just don't know how he comes up with some of them.
Yeah. It's a masterful job, and we appreciate all that he does for that. With that in mind, we're going to let him do a little of that. It's halftime here in Atchison. We'll be back to bring you the second half of the night's high school football game live here on Care Radio. But right now, with the intermission score, the Phoenix 28 and the Tigers of Fort Scott nothing. We're kicking it back to our man Joseph in the Care Sports Studio because absolutely he's got you a great halftime.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it.
Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and PowerStroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we've got your Friday night football game coming to you live from Amelia Earhart as the Atchison High Phoenix play host to Fort Scott. We'll be returning to Tom and Gus Couts in just a moment. I did want to take a second to remind everybody that we've got Benedictine College football tomorrow afternoon with kickoff scheduled for 1 p.m. Join us right around 12:30 to make sure that you get all of that pre-game show. It's homecoming, and we've got Tom and Gus Couts with us.
It's fall at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and they've got the Fall Blizzard menu to prove it. Check out all the new flavors, including Reese's Take 5, Oreo Hot Cocoa, and Berry Cherry Chip. And don't miss the Blizzard of the Month, Snickers Brownie. They're in the fall mood at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. You know it, you love it. It's fan food, not fast food.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new home managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right. Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
Taking a look around the area at some of the scores as I have them, we've got St. Mary's leading Jackson Heights 16-14 at the half. At last report, Troy was running away with it as they were playing Mission Valley. The score was 45 for Troy, Mission Valley 0. Centralia is beating McClouth right now with a score of Centralia 22 to McClouth's 0. In the ACCHS Sabetha game, it is Sabetha at the half at 14 points to ACCHS's 6. In the Santa Fe Trail Holton game, it's lopsided with Holton sitting at 49 points and Santa Fe Trail sitting at 0. Wellsville is leading Royal Valley by 34 points as the score is 34-0. Fort Scott is trailing Atchison in the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7 with the Phoenix at 28 points to Fort Scott 0. In a final, we've got the Division 2 8-man final for Carlton Galva is 60 points to St. Paul's 0. And in another game, we've got the Cause trailing Bishop Ward 21-6 at the half for the Perry-Lecompton score. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at that weather eye forecast.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net, providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine college sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing: know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 36. Tonight, under clear skies, easterly winds at around 5 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 65. Lows level off around 43. Tomorrow night, overcast skies. Overcast skies Sunday. Decreasing clouds by Monday. Mid-60s Sunday. Upper 60s by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Currently in downtown Atchison, we're sitting at 51 degrees. We've got clear conditions. The relative humidity is sitting at 59%. The wind is at 2 miles per hour. It feels like 51 degrees out there. Our barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.28 inches of mercury. And as Tom and Gus Kass were discussing earlier, we do have a waxing crescent moon. We'll be returning to Tom and Gus Kass in just about a minute.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Millions of Americans suffer from hernias each year, but only a small percentage seek medical attention. Hernias can become extremely painful and cause major health complications. The only way to fix a hernia is with surgery. Amberwell General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren is an expert in hernia repair and uses advanced techniques at both Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha. If you think you might have a hernia, contact Dr. Warren's office at 913-367-6682 to request a consultation.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the field for second half action of tonight's feature game.
Back with you here at Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas. It's the site of this Class 4A first round playoff game in the state, and the home team, the Atchison Phoenix, with a comfortable 28-0 intermission lead. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer, the Care Sports Studio. Gus Couch with me to my left, Tom Couch, and Gus, 50 degrees, crystal clear skies outside, no breeze. It is a beautiful night. The fans here, you know, a little light jacket, and if you are a Phoenix fan, you're having just a pretty doggone good time right now.
Yeah, you're feeling pretty good, right? You're up 28 points. Still got the goose egg on the board. Your offenses look good. Greenlee's gone in on two touchdowns. Molten Purdy have caught two touchdowns.
So are you feeling so good that you're peeking at what your opponent might be looking like for next week? Are you that good? Are you feeling that good if you're a fan?
You could. I feel like we probably already know that, right? St. James is up on Baser 21-0. I think St. James is too good to give up a 21-point lead at the break, just like I think Atchison is too good to give up a 28-point lead at the break. Now, if you're talking baseball, I'm not sure if the Astros hold on to a 5-run lead in the third, but, I mean, whatever. Tomorrow afternoon, we're going to be up at Wilcox Stadium as about 1 o'clock kickoff for homecoming. Yeah, I know you like a good homecoming.
Love me a homecoming. How many of those we've seen this year?
Man, like this might be a new record this year, right? Yeah. Every year. And we started early. Wasn't Horton our very first homecoming in, like, two?
Yeah.
So, tomorrow, 1 o'clock, 64 degrees and sunny. It should be spectacular.
So, yeah, come on up and watch Benedictine and longtime rival is the Baker Wildcats come to town. Baker has had some struggles this season. Their defense is outstanding. The offense has had trouble scoring points, but again, you know, it's the old saw, you know, throw all the records out. And it's pretty fair to say with these two teams coming together, but Baker's the number two defensive team in the conference right now.
You know, the other thing you can say about Baker, you got a lot of guys that you've seen play high school football.
Yeah,
right. Like they cast a net pretty near to home. I mean, they've got maybe the best defensive player in the conference is Mitch Henry out of Nemaha Central. They've got Cannon Karn, another great defensive player out of Holton. So a lot of Holton, a lot of Perry LeCompton,
Spiker out of Jonathan West.
Yep. You know, so yes, a lot of athletes from the local area too.
So that said, pregame on Care Radio, Joseph was promoting it during intermission, and we'll be sharing it with you a couple of more times. Pregame, roughly 12:30 and a 1 o'clock kickoff, and looking forward to a great crowd, Raven faithful, coming back home.
We were fun in MHM school.
You know, I don't think I got one. Let me check. No.
They threw some feelers out, but hadn't found anything. So, again, lots of football going on. For some teams, it's the last week. The other teams, by virtue of being in the playoffs, going to be their last week. So, again, that time of the year, we're winding down. Basketball is on the horizon. I believe, what, Benedictine basketball will be up. In.
Yeah, we've got three Raven games coming up in the course of the next, you know, 10 days or so, something like that. Our first Benedictine game will be on the 2nd. Then a week from tomorrow, we're going to have, like, it's, you know, how some people say Disney is the happiest place on earth. Well, one of our happiest places is going to be, happiest days of the year is going to be when next Saturday we have Benedictine football in the afternoon and Benedictine basketball in the evening here on Care Radio.
Hey, there was a lot of traffic today coming from Ford County to the east side of the state, right?
It looked like wagon train.
Because Dodge City is at Washburn Rural tonight.
Yeah.
And they're getting smoked, but at least they're there.
The Demons having some trouble with the Blues.
Yeah. That's right, isn't it?
Is that right, still the Junior Blues?
Yes.
Yeah. Head coach Steve Buehler, an old friend of ours, former Benedictine quarterback.
And he's got that team playing pretty well, right? They've only lost two games this year. Manhattan and Junction City.
And that's especially tough because his wife's from Junction City. Here's a kick away for Atchison and Aiden Battle will send it down to the goal line. Straight up the middle is going to come. The 25-yard line is going to be the spot. The tackle is made. And for Fort Scott, their first possession of the second half will begin at their own 25-yard line. We mentioned Fort Scott in the white helmet, white jersey, white pant with red lettering and trim, and for Atchison, it is that white helmet and red jerseys, gold pants, white lettering and trim. So both teams wearing the white helmet tonight.
For Fort Scott, they're going to have to do some crazy laundry after this game. We're talking to some of the coaches before the game. Can you believe this is the first game Fort Scott has played on grass, actual grass this season?
Natural surface. Here's a hand up into the right side of the line to the Tigers. Colt Rogers will pick up a couple of yards.
Moon keeps getting cooler by the minute.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's starting to set over there a little bit. So, yes, we talk about it. The propensity of teams to have natural or have artificial surfaces now.
With basketball season coming up, do I look like Pierre?
You got my pistol
behind the ear,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, maybe.
So for Fort Scott, they're now looking at a 2nd-and-8. They're taking plenty of time in the huddle right now, finding themselves trailing by 28 early in the second half.
And they stick with that double wing offense, and a quarterback will hand off, running back bounces outside, hit at the line, falls forward, will get another yard or two.
That time, Jeter Purdy comes up to make the stop for Atchison.
Fort Scott looking at a third down and about a half a dozen, operating at their own 29-yard line. Just underway here in the second half.
Atchison in their base 34 defense. We talk about the three-down linemen all night because they've just been that good. Levante McGowan, Todd Daniels, and Eric Smith are your down linemen.
Why do we not see in high school and college very often a 34 defense? We'll see a lot of 43s. Why do we see so little 34? Now, all kinds of players moving prior to the snap of the football.
The biggest problem?
Yeah.
If you're going to run a 34 defense, you better have just a monster in the middle playing that defensive nose tackle, right? Because that guy needs to be able to swallow up about three defenders. And the problem is, tough to find that guy at this level. So, you know, putting four down linemen all of a sudden, then you can, you know, maybe use a little more speed or athleticism. But for Atchison, they've got Todd Daniels, ACCHS runs the 34, and they've got, you know, Tyler McCray in the middle. So there are some teams that do it, but you put a lot of pressure on that nose tackle to just be a monster in the middle.
Well, that penalty against Atchison is going to provide a first down. And quarterback back to throw, fires a pass over the middle. It's going to be just out of the reach of his intended receiver, and it will go incomplete. He's looking for Colt Rogers coming out of the backfield. Couldn't quite get it to him, and the clock stops 10 minutes to go in the third. Is that going to bring up a fourth down? Yeah, the penalty left at a third down. It's going to bring up a fourth down and 10. And tomorrow's going to be back for the return. He's going to settle in around his own 43 or 4 yard line. They're not expecting a very deep kick.
Yeah, for Fort Scott, this is going to be their fourth punt of the night. And it's been an adventure.
Yes, the last punt was for 2 yards. This one will be considerably better than that, bouncing at the 50. And again, going out of bounds at the 45-yard line. So
I will give Fort Scott a lot of credit on the punt game. It's been up and down, but you know what it has been? Away from the kick returners.
Yeah. That was a 30-yard punt right there. And again, you mentioned it goes out of bounds, unreturnable, 9:49 to go in the third quarter. It'll be Phoenix first touch of the football here in the second half. Quarterback Trey Carter comes off from the near sideline. He'll be joined in the backfield by running back Jesse Greenlee, having another big game. Wide to the right side for Atchison. That is going to be Purdy. QB's back to throw. Sets up short, trying to hit Jaden Carter, coming across a little drag pattern, and it's going to go incomplete.
At that time, Jaden came out of the backfield, a little hit, and then release out into the flat, and that pass just a little in front of him. It's going to bring up a 2nd-and-10 with 9:41 left in the third quarter play.
See, that's not so different from the old ISO pass where you just get across the line of scrimmage and split through that linebacking group. Now, running back is going to be hit behind the line of scrimmage, and Jesse Greenlee has stood up. And something we very rarely say, guys, Greenlee will be dropped for a loss on the play by Luke Harris.
Yeah, I really like the size of Luke Harris, right? He's their right tackle. He's their defensive lineman at 6'4", 295, and only a sophomore.
Young man's got a future ahead of him, doesn't he?
Mm.
It'll bring up now a 3rd-and-11 off the incompletion and then the loss of a couple of yards. And Carter all day back there. Now he's going to be chased, looking for somewhere to go. Steps up, hit for the blind side. The ball pops up, and it is on the ground, trying to scoop it up. It was a mistake by Fort Scott as Atchison is able then to recover the ball.
Yeah, not a huge mistake. I mean, would you like to possess the ball at the 40? Sure. But it's going to be 4th-and-15, Atchison looking to punt. But for Trey, he gets up. He looks okay coming off the field, but, man, he took a big hit right there.
And it's not so much the big hit as the blindside hit. He's had a couple of those come his way tonight.
How about this? For Atchison, this is only going to be their second punt of the night.
Return man for Fort Scott at his own 25-yard line, waiting for Aiden Battle to put a toe to it. It's worth 8.5 to go in the third quarter, still 28-0. Phoenix in front. Snapback is really low. Battle has to scramble for it and is able to pick it up. And his kick is going to take a huge Atchison bounce, finally rolling dead at the 25-yard line.
You know what it allowed? it allowed his defenders to get all the way down the field by the time he kicked that ball, allowing for no return right there.
About everything that Aiden Battle touched turned to gold.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, he's been a fantastic kicker for Atchison, and you talk about a lot of the pieces and parts that Atchison will lose to graduation. They're going to bring back a lot, but he's going to be one of those pieces you're going to sorely miss next year because, again, what kind of an advantage is it when every time you score, PAT is automatic, right?
Yeah.
So you're getting sevens.
First and 10 at their 25. Nothing doing. Quarterback's going to be dropped short of the original line of scrimmage. It'll bring up a second and 12. Again, how often can we say Todd Daniels makes a tackle in the middle? Because he does. All the time. You try to run in the middle, probably going to be a Todd Daniels tackle.
Yeah, Todd Daniels, Alante McGowan combined on it. 8 minutes left to play here in the third quarter right now. Fort Scott trailing by 28, but they got the football looking to try to get something to happen. And
that crescent moon is balanced on top of the what we would have called in the day the Parnell elevator.
Yep.
That's what that is. It'll bring up a second down, E11. QB will pitch. He'll try to sweep to the right side. Nothing there. And a tackle for the loss maybe of another yard. No, he's still on his feet. He's going to get back to the line of scrimmage and maybe even get a yard.
I know how you like those scrums, right? Like where guys get bottled up and then the linemen start pushing on him. And next thing you know, it looks like he's going to lose a yard. And instead, he picks up two. It'll bring up a third down now.
As officials, I don't know when are you supposed to call that down. And my problem with it is, and again, it's from seeing too many games or too many years. How many guys have I seen get badly hurt at that juncture when that's going on?
Yep. So now for Fort Scott, they are under 7 minutes here in the third quarter. They're looking at a third and eight at their own 26-yard line. Again, they're going to spread a wide receiver wide to the left, but that's just for show.
QB straight back, rolling, in trouble, throwing deep, and I mean, there's nothing but defenders down there, and it's going to be intercepted by Zamar at the 42-yard line. That might be the best punt of the night for Fort Scott.
Yeah, they just stepped back, chucked it deep. Cedric Martin was the only guy somewhat near the ball, but I mean, it really wasn't even that close. And for Fort Scott, that's going to be their third interception of the night.
6.5 to go in the third quarter. 4-touchdown lead for the Atchison Phoenix. It's 28-0. Gus, as this game wears on, and if Fort Scott is going to take that goose egg off the board, they're going to get a little more creative, open this thing up a little bit, use some misdirection, try to use Atchison's aggressiveness against itself maybe a little bit and try to make them a little more honest. Here's a quarterback. He starts running left. Now he starts running right. Now he starts running backward. Now he spins and goes to the ground. He will lose 10.
Hey, we've got a Morgan Mount Academy score.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
10:26 left in the third quarter is MHMA 38. Horton, 7.
Well, there you go. Is that what you got there? Is that the picture?
Yep.
Good. There you go. Back to throw again, Carter, and he's going deep. He's got a couple of receivers. Hits Battle, 30. Battle of the 20, 8 to the 10, 5. Did he get in? Touchdown, Phoenix. Nicely done. And they've been trying to get it to Aiden all night. That one, he was able to reach out, haul in 60 yards on the catch from Trey Carter. The pass to Aiden Battle. And the Phoenix stretched their lead to 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, for Trey Carter, that's going to be his third touchdown pass of the night. Touchdowns of 27, 35, and down 60 yards.
And now Aiden will have to catch his breath just long enough to get that ball kicked, as he is the PAT man. For Atchison, everybody getting in to the game a little bit, and this kick is not good. A rare miss by Aiden Battle. Time out of the field. 5:53 to go in the third. Phoenix 34. Fort Scott nothing.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Amelia Earhart Stadium is where we're coming to you from this evening. We're welcoming you along. 5:53 to go in the third quarter, and Atchison High School has increased its lead to 34-0 and is set to kick away again. Here's a nice, high, deep kick. It will land in the at the goal line, and they're going to have to pick it up inside the one, dancing to the five, hit and down at the 10. That ball normally would have hit right at the, you know, just right at the goal line and get kicked through out the back on a hop. But it nosed into the ground, but it just stopped inside the one.
That was a spectacular kick right there by the senior Aiden Battle. And I just got texted a question. I don't know the answer to it. I would say.
I don't either, but I'll make it up.
Well, but I'm pretty sure that I'm just going to leave it to that Stacy should ask Case and Lola, because I think they're smart enough to know the answer to it.
Okay.
I am not that smart. And, you know, Case and Lola are much smarter than me anyway.
They're sharp.
That's a given, okay?
They're razor sharp.
So for Fort Scott, they're going to be backed up deep in their own territory.
Here they come, and they try straight ahead. There's not much there, a yard or two. No. The answer's no.
Okay. There's that, too. Lola shows no mercy. I'm sure she's saying no as well.
No. 34-0 Atchison out front here. And again, if you're Fort Scott, if you're going to make something happen, you're going to have to explore the playbook a little bit, you know? Again, something in a little misdirection, a little more draw, a little more screen, a little more deception.
And for Fort Scott, this is going to be their ninth possession of the evening.
Here's another run, this time to the right side, and cutting up the field and then cutting against the grain, very close to the first down.
The official looked behind him, found where the sticks were, took about a half a step past him, and
go get
let's
him.
Call it a first down. Yeah.
Come on, here we go.
So they're going to keep the clock running, just under 5 minutes to play now here in the third quarter. Atchison leading this thing 34-0. Fort Scott taking lots of time in the huddle, waiting for the call from head coach Bo Graham.
Now, there are some conferences, if this were a regular season conference game, they would have a running clock at this point in time, but that does not apply here tonight.
Yeah.
Receivers very wide to the left side and wide to the right, and again with a wing to the right side, a stack in the back, quarterback Lennox Van. Hands off tailback, slows down, waits for a block. It will never come. He'll lose two. They push you out of bounds into the far sideline, the Fort Scott sideline. And the clock continues to roll at 4:15 to play third quarter. But again, because at a time like this, I like a screen that pursuit is very aggressive. Let some of those guys come through there and try to give your running back some kind of broken field to work with, because the Phoenix defense, as good as the offense has been at scoring 34 points, I really think the defense has been even better as they've been stifling. They have given up very, very little tonight. Second down call, straight ahead run by the quarterback, and he's good for about three here, up to the 26. You got to remember, this possession, this series began very, very deep in their own end of the field for Fort Scott, back at their own 10-yard line. That said, Atchison had one series beginning from their own 10, and ultimately they marched it downfield and were able to put one in the end zone. 3:45 to go in the third. Hard to believe that after tonight, half of the teams in the state of Kansas will be done with football. Start down eight.
Bell, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. Quarterback carrying the ball a little wildly. Now a run right, and He just runs into a defender over there as he had nowhere else to go.
And that time, Lennox Van dropped back to pass, but he only had two guys in the pattern, and neither one of them were really near where you were looking to throw. It's going to bring up a fourth and eight now. Let's call fourth and nine. And another punt yet for Fort Scott. And for Fort Scott, one, two, three, four, this will be their fifth punt of the evening. And here's the deal. I don't think you got to do it right here at your own 20, but at some point you're going to have to start rolling the dice and hoping for something to happen.
Jamar's on the Fort Scott side at the 50 to return his kick. And again, they will kick away from him. And again, it is going to go out of bounds and be a very, very short kick. The line of scrimmage was a 22. Let's see where they're going to mark this thing out. They're going to mark it out at the 35. That is a 13-yard punt by Fort Scott. And again, Gus White, absolutely understand and applaud a team, you know, wanting to not kick to a really good kick returner. Yeah, man, I got to get a little trajectory on that thing and take it downfield for maybe more than 13.
So this will be possession number nine for Atchison. And on their first eight possessions, five of them have ended in touchdowns, two of them in punts, and they've thrown one interception tonight.
Here's the ball knocked out of the hands of Greenlee. Luckily for Atchison, they had a man coming back in Zamar, who was there to catch the ball.
A late penalty marker. Well, sure, the white hat threw a penalty marker right at the end of that play. And at first, I thought it was probably just the beanbag, but instead it was the penalty marker. And look across the way, Coach Bo Graham not happy with this. Personal foul against...
You're against Fort Scott?
Yeah, I didn't see it. Did you?
No. I mean, it's a very hard hit, but, I mean, a good hit on a running back out in the open field. There was no
malice
that I could see.
It was a bone-chilling hit that Jesse got put on him, and that's when the ball came loose. And you could tell, look at his body language out there. He's frustrated with that fumble. He's probably going to make somebody pay for it here.
We're going to find out as they run this time. He's going to go up the middle. It's going to be Carter, and he's going to pick up about 10 on a first down run. But it's going to be first down very short and pick up a first down after that penalty. 2.5 to go in the third quarter, 34-0.
Atchison quickly back up over the football. They're going to send Jeter Purdy to the right side now, quickly racing back over to the right side. Adam Molt as well.
Right side is going to be the wide side of the field. No one wide to the left. Straight ahead running, Greenlee, and just a power run down to the 15.
That time coming up to make the stop for Fort Scott. It's going to be Luke Harris. We talked about Luke and his size. 6'4", 295 pounds, sophomore, defensive lineman, Atchison, back up over the football, second and four.
There very quickly, snap is high. The handoff again goes to Greenlee. This time, that is textbook. Wrap up the ankles and put him on the ground. Stop in there by Garen Young. Even the best running back, when you tie those ankles together, just not going to go very far. And that was what happened there. It'll bring up a third down at about five as we're at 1.5 to go.
Look at Coach Hankey over there in the power stance. I'm telling you.
You gotta catch that. Now, Atchison's going to have a new guy in there, sporting 10. QB, and it goes back, and now penalty markers all over the place.
10 is going to be J.Z. Kelly. What's he going to play, wide receiver?
Maybe. Penalty is going to be assessed against Atchison. It'll cost him five, stopping the clock momentarily with 1:25 to go in the third. Ball is going to go back to ultimately the original line of scrimmage just beyond the 21-yard line. Wide to the left side. Atchison's going to have Adam Molt to the left and very wide to the right side, Jeter. I mean, he's clear over here on the hash marks. And now Atchison's going to take a timeout. Let's hang on to it. Hold on. We're going to have the quarter coming up here just a moment, Joseph.
73 seconds left here, so.
Yeah.
For Atchison tonight, you talk about this is their ninth possession of the night. They've knocked off one, two, three, four, five touchdowns. Two of them have been Jesse Greenlee runs. Three of them have been Trey Carter passes. The 27-yarder to Adam Molt, the 35 to Jeter Purdy, the 60-yarder to Aiden Battle. Battle has been good on four of five PAT attempts this evening.
Hey, while we're just filling time, you like I dug out an old key fob?
Wow.
You like that?
That's old school.
That's fantastic. Steel Care Radio 60th anniversary, 1999. How good is that?
Ugh.
1:13 to go, third quarter. Fans are pretty quiet here tonight for both sides. I mean, it has not been the kind of game that you get just like really wound up, and there's a lot of big plays that the game is riding on. There's a huge shift of the momentum at any moment. Yeah, QB's back, goes over the middle, wide open receiver, caught at the 10. To the 5 and down to the 3-yard line.
It's going to be a penalty marker back by the quarterback, and I believe we're going to see a roughing the passer against Ford Scott.
It was caught by Jaden.
The officials are throwing a lot of markers tonight, and I, at this point, don't think a lot of these are necessary.
Here's your call, roughing the passer. And we're seeing a lot of calls late here as the game goes on here against Fort Scott. We're down to a minute to go in the third quarter. For Atchison, you know the one question I've got right now? Do they score this touchdown in this quarter or the next quarter? I mean, that's about where we're at right now. It has been a game dominated by the Phoenix from the very onset of the game. They set the tempo for this thing early on. This penalty by Fort Scott.
All right, at the end of three quarters, St. James leads Baser now 28-0.
They're going to go to the Wildcats, snap it directly to Greenlee. He'll cut to the right side, hit, spins away, goes into the end zone, touchdown. There was a defender over on the outside edge because he tried to put a tackle on, and Greenlee just kind of ran. I don't know if it was over or through him. It was not necessarily around him, but he carries it in with 54 seconds to play in the third.
So for Jesse, it's going to be his, what, third rush of the night. How about this? Jesse's got 3 touchdowns on 4 yards for touchdowns. How about that?
Yeah.
2, 1, and 1.
Hey, you got to have that guy who can power it in when you need one. The PAT, after missing that last one, is good. And Joseph, we will take this break. It's 54 seconds to go in the third quarter. Phoenix stretched their lead. It is now Atchison 40, and Sports got nothing.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Here comes a battle. There goes the kick. High, end over end. It'll be taken again at the 1-yard line this time. Racing full tilt to the 10, to the 20. Hit short of the 25-yard line. He'll go down. And here comes Fort Scott.
So Fort Scott going to begin their 10th possession of the night, looking for their first points of the evening. Trailing by 41, 46 seconds left here in third quarter.
Okay, would I be fair and accurate in your estimation to say that in 10 possessions there are not 10 first downs?
Yeah, that's accurate.
Isn't that fair?
Yeah. I don't think there's much question on that.
Hayden Harris coming wide to the left side for Fort Scott. Let's see if they open it up. But again, they line up out of the gun in the double wing. QB's back. He is going to throw deep into double coverage, and it's going to be batted away across midfield and knocked incomplete. It'll bring up a second down. That was a nice effort deep downfield for Hutchinson.
It's going to be tough to throw that ball over the top of Jeter Purdy. Jeter, a really athletic guy out there, a good wide receiver that on the defensive side able to go up to knock the ball out of play. It's going to stop the clock with 39 seconds left in the third quarter, second and 10 for Fort Scott.
And yet I applaud the Tigers for, you know, trying to stretch that field out a little bit. There comes a point when you got to make something happen here.
Well, the problem is double wing offense, you do have some easy plays set up where you just roll a tight end down the middle of the field and some things like that.
Here's a handoff into the middle. There's no room there, so they'll bounce it to the outside, hitting, crossing the line of scrimmage, and forging ahead for a couple of 3 yards into the right side and ultimately out of bounds into the Fort Scott sideline. And that may have been, we'll wait to see if they let it roll down, that could possibly have been the final play of the third.
Yeah, if I'm Fort Scott, I take this into the quarter and talk about this third and long call.
But that's what they're going to be faced with right now. It's third down at about 7, and it's a long 7. 10 seconds, 9. They're not going to do it. That's it. With three quarters in the book, we'll be back. The score, Atchison 41, Fort Scott nothing.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Dr. Sean McCool, Christine McCool, and Peggy Kistler, and the staff at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic provide both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small, specializing in small animal knee surgery, orthopedic, and soft tissue surgeries. For more information, visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com, or call 913-367-3600. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
That's the go to the fourth quarter here at Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas. The Phoenix leading Fort Scott 41-0. Got some getting set for their next playoff game. See the conductor of the Atchison High Phoenix pep band down there in that stand? I would like to have that. You can climb up on that. There's a lot of things you could do with something like that. That thing is really nice. I like it.
Silver Lake and Riley County at the end of three quarters, tied at 21. So,
I need an Atchison County update, too. Here we go, Lennox Van taking a snap, rolling around to the left side. That's a nice pass. Good for the first down. Across the 35-yard line up to the 36. Nice catch by Cal Cousins. And I guess we have some of these guys out there we have not seen or heard much about. Cal, one of the smaller receivers at junior 5'9".
Yeah, but we talked about it. Like, those are some of the passes that still work within the framework of this double wing offense, right? You're not really getting away from who you are as an offense. Again, those quick little passes out there like that, and it'll be a first and 10 for Fort Scott.
See, and it also splits that defense again, that 34. Here's a handoff, cutting to the right side, back against the grain, inside the, across the 40, up to the 41-yard line. That was a quick hitter for 5. For Fort Scott, Atchison will still have its original defensive 11 out of the field in the fourth quarter, leading at 41-0.
And right now, Atchison kind of playing back just a little bit, playing a little softer because, again, 11-11 left in the ball game. And if you're Atchison, Fort Scott's not going to score 41 points, just kind of picking up 3-5 at a time.
Two to the left end, two to the right for Lennox Van, the quarterback out of the gun, straight back to throw. In trouble, rolls away, gets away from the first defender, hit by the second, and he will be bulldogged to the ground, grabbed by the shoulder pads, and drugged down on the near sideline. It will bring up for the Tigers. What are we going to have here? Third down, and let's make it 3. What do you say? It's the 48-yard line, or the 43-yard line. 43-yard line, their own. Half a minute into the fourth quarter. Slowly, Cedric Martin will jog to the far sideline and
trotting into the game, bringing the play in. Again, it looks like it's going to be Cousins.
Oh, I'm at 26.
Marquin Johnson is wide to the left. How's the numbers rolling? Good.
26 there, so I'm good. I'm
good,
two
good.
For two.
Three down, third down, and straight ahead, needing the three. Got a yard, maybe yard and a half. Colt Rogers, short of the first down. Brendan Martin again.
Yeah, great job right there by Brendan Martin. He hit it quickly and was able to stop the ball carrier just shy of the first down. It's going to bring up fourth down and a full yard for Fort Scott. Leave the offense out on the field right here. I don't think you do anything different. You just keep pushing the ball right up the middle.
For Atchison, your defensive POG, is it Todd? Is it Brendan?
Yeah, I mean, right now.
Is that a flip of the coin? Is it co-champ?
Yeah, you're looking right now at Brendan Martin playing really well at that position.
Fourth down one, and a tremendous second effort is going to have it right at the first down marker. If that official doesn't give it to him, I would be stunned.
Well, and one of the biggest parts of that play was the Atchison defender tackled him, but pulled him forward, and the ball carrier landed on top of the Atchison defender.
It is going to be an advance of chains and a first down. Atchison players running off the field thought they'd stopped it, but the officials already moved the sticks, said, no, it is going to be Fort Scott first down. And I like the way Coach Graham, again, Gus has gotten into his own rhythm now, and he's bringing the play in from the far sideline. Do not get trapped into playing your opponent's game, okay? Don't let them, you know, dictate your style. And that happened a lot to Fort Scott, I think, early in this game. I think Atchison hurried him up. Fort Scott fell into that trap. Here's a pass to the left side that sails and is broken up. Should have been picked. A high pass, and we've seen Linux fans sail a number of them here today.
Well, that time, the defender had the ball in his hand, but that time the running back out of the backfield, Colt Rogers, put a big shoulder into the defender and was able to jar that ball loose. Stops the clock with 8.5 left in the contest. And that'll bring up a 2nd and 10 now for Fort Scott.
And again, the Tigers will shuttle it in. This time it'll be Hayden Harris coming in for Ty Marbury. So the 6'3 receiver in, taking out the 6'4" receiver. And it'll be Harris very, very wide to the left side. Again, they'll go with kind of a wing each way. Quarterback is under center. Play action, back to throw. The pass left flat caught at the 50-45. And another really short-handed tackle by Atchison in the flat. I guess this has really been the difference between these two teams is the Atchison tackle is made by Samar Hernandez. Here's the deal. When Atchison has had their hands on the ball, the first Fort Scott defender has not been making the tackle. We talk about it every game. First guy, if you're a running back, you got to make the first guy miss. Well, that's what Atchison has done. Fort Scott has not been able to get away from that first contact. Here's your first down call, though, and the handoff in the middle, boom, nothing.
That time again, Todd Daniels right there to make the hit. Right as the running back, Colt Rogers, got the ball, Todd Daniels was there to say, they're not going anywhere. They'll bring up a 2nd and 10 now for Fort Scott.
They are at the Atchison 43-yard line. Clock rolling along here with 7:40 to play. As we mentioned tomorrow, there's going to be volleyball in the morning. We got, man, I hope Carl gets on.
I was just going to ask about Carl.
Joseph, I hope Carl gets on tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen with that. Do you have his home number, his cell number, something in case I need to call him? Here is a handoff to the right side to the 45, cutting against the grain to the 40, and a nice carry down approaching the 35-yard line.
Give the tackle on that play to Yogi Purdy of Atchison. Yogi, with the tackle right there, has an interception earlier on in the ball game, and now we have 7 minutes left.
That was a good wide receiver, Cal Costas. He was in motion, took that handoff, and usually you see, if you got a receiver in motion, and they'll take that little handoff, and they'll try to use that momentum to cut all the way to the outside, turn it up, but that's not what Costas did there. He got the ball and almost immediately cut up right off guard tackle hole and put the first available gap. Here's a pass left side, batted to the ground. Getting an arm up there, that was Eric Smith.
Yeah, Eric Smith doing a great job right there, getting that big right hand up in the air. And Eric Smith is 6'2", 215 pounds, and only a sophomore. Great awareness right there, understanding you're not going to get to the quarterback, so what do? get your hand in that passing lane and knock that thing away.
See, and so many times you see the really good defensive linemen, when they're going in, they're not going to get to the quarterback, but they at least get their arms in the air. You can get in the way of his vision. You could possibly deflect the ball. You can cause some chaos nonetheless. And getting those arms up is a big part of that. He did a good job. 6.5 to go, and we're going to have a timeout taken that we will enjoy here on CAIR Radio, KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. The score, the Atchison Phoenix, 41, Fort Scott, nothing.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Oh, well, now,
welcome back. Here we go with the fourth down call. Quarterback rolling right. Now he's going to run, gets to the 35, head down to the 30, first down, Fort Scott. And because we haven't seen Lennox Van carry the ball a lot, Jeter pretty bit the stop, but quarterback Lennox Van picks up the first down. That was a nice run by the 6-foot sophomore quarterback. Yeah, look at that. That's pretty okay, right?
Yeah, too cold for that.
Well, that's why you got that.
Doesn't matter.
It's not enough. First and 10. Fort Scott. Now, the question of the night. Will the Tigers take the zero off the scoreboard? QB's back. He wants it all. Going left side. A leaping attempt. Penalty markers all over the ball. It's going to be caught inside the 5-yard line. He's down to the 2.
What a leaping catch out there by Marquin Johnson, the 6'5", 210-pound senior receiver. And we're going to probably also get a pass interference against Atchison that will be declined.
And it's not like Marquez was out there all by himself. He had couple of defenders around him. He just wanted the ball.
Yeah, and at 6'5", you're able to go up and be able to take that thing away. Mark Quinn play basketball? Yeah, see.
Well,
not a shock with that kind of a play, the way he went up and just high-pointed that thing.
Coach better be talking to him if he's not coming out, because he's an athlete out there, man.
First and goal for Fort Scott. This is the deepest they've been all night.
Absolutely. We're going to call this the 1-yard line. We've seen a lot of 1-yard touchdowns today. Here comes the play in from the far sideline and head coach Graham. 5:20 to go. And at the 1-yard line, you'd think they'd be hunkering it in the middle. Instead, they go sideline to sideline with the receivers. And the quarterback will keep it himself, cut in, walk into the end zone, get blown up after he goes in. Touchdown, Fort Scott.
Penalty markers everywhere into the end
zone. He walks into the end zone, standing there, getting ready to hand the ball to the official, and gets blown up from the blind side. Clock stops at 5:12.
How about this? That possession started in the third quarter. And they took it down to the 5:12 mark before you get into the end zone. But for Fort Scott, it's a good one. You get the goose egg off the board here tonight.
Yeah, 6 minutes and 48 second possession plus, you know, so. And Fort Scott will, are they going to be going for 2? I'm not seeing any alignment as if they were going to be kicking By the way, that penalty will be assessed on the subsequent kickoff, not on the PAT. And indeed, the Tigers are going to be going for the two-point conversion. Sophomore quarterback Lennox Van operates out of the pistol formation. Cal Cousins, running back, is going to be on his right side. QB takes it, rolls right, looking into the end zone, fires a bullet. It's going to be through the hands of the intended receiver and incomplete. Taking a break. Timeout on the field with 5:12 to go here tonight. Phoenix 41, Tigers 6.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat Menu is at Atchison and Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat Menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Well, the penalty on the touchdown is going to push the subsequent kickoff across midfield, and it'll be teed up at the Atchison 45-yard line. I kind of already forgotten who's the kickoff guy. Is it going to be Lennox?
Yep.
Yeah. And they'll go with a little onside kick. It'll hop a couple of times. So Atchison touches it. The ball pops loose. And then I think I saw one of the Redmen reach an arm out and kind of scoop it in. That is not how you really want to handle that play, running forward to it like that. And, however, for Atchison, they're able to secure the ball, save the possession, and they'll put their offense back out there. Be curious to see who Atchison utilizes as an offensive group on this possession. And it's still going to be the original five, or the original 11-5. I've already watched a couple of basketball games, and now I'm in. I'm already all in.
I'm going to blame that on Ryan, right?
Yeah, you're very proud of that, too. I got to watch the Benedictine Ravens in a preseason scrimmage the other night. I liked what I watched, and here's Trey Carter. Thought about pitching the ball, pulls it back in, advances across the 40, picks up three.
Giving up 41 is kind of a Ryan-type number, right? He'd love to hold a team to 41.
He held a pretty good team to 50. So that's not shabby. 4:44 to go in this one here tonight. And I guess the question I've got, I don't know if you know the answer. I'm sure somebody does. In the event that Atchison is playing SJA next week, which I think is the likelihood, what will be the location of said contest?
At halftime, I asked.
Ooh, you're not halfway there.
No, that scares me. At halftime, I did ask, and I was told it would be here. So, well, again, take that with a grain of salt because I don't really know for sure. But, yes, we're told that the game will be here next week with St. James Academy. What are they, the Crusaders? Lancers? Something
yeah.
Like that, right?
Probably somebody like riding a horse. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Here's a hand off to Jesse Greenlee. He goes across the 50, picks up a Phoenix first down. 4 minutes to go in the game.
The Thunder.
Oh, my.
But it's a dude on a horse.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure it's like an old Crusader-looking thing that we've
now changed.
Renamed that.
Yeah. St. James has lost their first three, won their next four, and then lost to Blue Valley North last week.
First down call for Atchison. Here's the right side, and again, it's going to be Greenlee pulling away at the 40, pulling away at the 35, dragging a guy to the 30, breaking away down to the 25, and finally hitting toppled from behind at the 24-yard line. And once again, Atchison will move the sticks ahead. You've got to give Jesse Greenlee a ton of credit. A hard, hard runner. I mean, he is not going to, you know, throw in the towel on any run.
No, I mean, he does a great job of lowering the shoulders, making defenders pay. I mean, he can run over a lot of people. Hey, tonight, Troy knocks off Mission Valley 59-14. We got to see both those teams this season.
We have, yes. Here's a snap, and Trey Carter will run straight ahead to the 20. Cut right side 15, goes into the end zone, touchdown Atchison. So the Phoenix were able to respond very quickly and go the length of the field, and at 2:56 to go, they will add to their lead, making it now 47-6.
Okay, I got a question for you.
I have some questions of my own. Go ahead. What's yours?
First of all, Kansas City, Washington loses tonight to Pittsburgh, 42-8. Does Meadowlark get a team into round two other than Ashton?
I don't know.
Maybe Highland Park?
Maybe Highland Park. Yeah.
So what's your question? We want to answer them after the time or after the break?
Yeah, sure. Here's a PAT. It's up. It's good. And we're taking a break. 2:56 to go in the ballgame. Atchison 48. Fort Scott 6.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams, and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
For all the 4-H participants, Blair Feeds wants you to win that blue ribbon with our Show Pig product. Start with our Show Pig grower. Its high energy level combined with the balanced amino acid level will maximize lean muscle growth. Then at 125 pounds, switch to Show Pig finisher to further achieve genetic potential in your Show Pig. Call us at 367-2310 for more information or stop by 1000 Main Street to pick up all your Show Pig needs.
So at the 6, let's see what kind of a kickoff formation style that they elect to utilize here. This time they will go 5 on a side, and Battle's kick is away. Taken at the goal line and dropped. Rolling around, picked up at the 2. Straight up the middle to the 10, at which point it is halted. Kick coverage team downfield in 4. Fort Scott, 90 yards, separate them from a score with 2:47 to play. 48-6 Atchison. The Phoenix starting group able to march downfield on that last possession after Fort Scott had gotten points on the board for the first time tonight.
For Fort Scott, 2:47 left in the contest, 2:47 left in the season, right? So
yeah.
At this point, do whatever you want, right? Like, if you've got a fun play in the playbook that you haven't used all season, pull it out.
Yeah, right, absolutely. And the quarterback will go straight ahead, be grabbed, spun down, and there will be no gain on play. It'll pick up a 2nd and 10. Carter Gilmore with the tackle. He's a starting guard on the offensive side for Atchison. Atchison running a few players in and out, giving them one play and then taking them out of the game at 2:10 to go. Atchison has a little more than 20 guys on the sideline at this moment. Here's a hand up into the right side, taking it to the 15-yard line. Carrying the ball, Jasper Allison, 5'9" junior, checking in at 140 pounds. Minute 50 to play.
Excellent. Also got a dozen guys over here on the sideline that don't have a clue the game's still going on. So Ashton getting a handful of those younger guys in there across that defensive front. You've got Stephen Boyle out there, Dorian Arenas, Taylor Kane out there.
Quarterback passed over to the right flat. It is juggled for a moment and then subsequently caught by Marquin Johnson. He'll take it up to about the 19-yard line. It'll bring up a fourth down.
Aiden Revant and Carter Gilmore make the stop on that play. Along on the right side over there, you're going to see... Hey, when that happens, there's a player out there that I'd really like to talk about, but number six doesn't appear in my roster.
1 minute to go in the game. Pass over to the left side. Caught for the first down to the 25, 35, 40, 50. Can he go 40? He might go 30. One to beat at the 20. Down to the 10. Touchdown, Fort Scott. How about that for the Tigers? With 42 seconds left on a 4th-and-3 call, an 83-yard touchdown pass, and Fort Scott notches its 2nd score of the night. 48-12. Atchison's lead has been trimmed by the Tigers. And Fort Scott, again, as they had earlier, looking to go for two right here. They'll come up with the ball, and again, they go right back to the old double wing. Single man behind the QB. The pitch will go to the motion man. He drops it, and it's going to be down right there. Let's hang on to it, Gus. What do you say? 42 seconds left. And a game that has seen, 60 points scored tonight.
Over under was 60.5, right?
Probably.
So you talk about these two teams coming in here, and for Fort Scott, a couple late touchdowns to really help themselves out. For Atchison, it's kind of what they've done all season, score, in that 40-plus range. For Atchison, they're looking good tonight. All eyes will be next week on St. James.
Well, Fort Scott fans love Hayden Harris, who got that TD reception, a 6'3" senior. I can see those seniors get a little props to do something nice as the high school career wraps up. So let's see what Fort Scott does with this kickoff. I'm not thinking onside here. Here's the advance, and it's just going to be kind of a squibby kick, and it rolls around and covered up very cautiously, very well.
Can I tell you?
The 41.
I'm not so sure that was supposed to come off the foot like that. Do you think? Yeah, I mean, you just look at the body language after Lennox Van kicked that thing. He kind of sunk his head because I think it really just went off the side of his foot, and that's why it had that kind of weird spin to it. It'll be 1st and 10 for Atchison, and they're just going to go to the victory formation, snap it twice, and let's get out of here.
Yep, they'll bring out that varsity offense, and they will go to the diamond. The snap, the knee, and that's it. Your final score tonight here at Amelia Earhart Stadium. Atchison, 48. Fort Scott, 12. We'll return to summarize it for you right after this.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Thanks for listening to High School Football on CARE Radio 93.7. Our coverage will continue with a Giant Communications postgame show featuring the Highland Community College Drive Summary right after this.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Millions of Americans suffer from hernias each year, but only a small percentage seek medical attention. Hernias can become extremely painful and cause major health complications. The only way to fix a hernia is with surgery. Amberwell General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren is an expert in hernia repair and uses advanced techniques at both Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha. If you think you might have a hernia, contact Dr. Warren's office at 913-367-6682 to request a consultation.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new Home Managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right, Giant's Managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for Home Managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
Back with you from Amelia Earhart Stadium, where Atchison fans have seen something that happens rarely. It is a special thing. It is something that all the fans will remember from here on in, the completion of a 9-0 season and on into further into the postseason.
Okay, so I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Is it 8-0 or is it 9-0? Is this the end of the regular season? Is this the end of the...
It's 9-0, that I can say.
Right.
And that's why I say go further in the postseason, because I think the regular season is now 8 and week 9 in the first game of the playoffs, unless you don't make the playoffs, and then it's just a game.
Yep. So we're still waiting to see if we can find a Vaser in St. James final, but we can probably lean on that. St. James was up 28 going into the fourth. Chanute, the number one team in the class, 4A East Side, handled Schlegel tonight, 49-6. So another KCA team going down tonight. Aquinas over Paola and Lewisburg over Bonner tonight. For Atchison, Jesse Greenlee, two rushing touchdowns of a yard apiece, then tacked one on late in the ball game of 2 yards. Trey Carter with 1, 2, 3 passing touchdowns, a 27-yarder to Adam Mold, a 35-yarder to Jeter Purdy, and a 60-yarder to Aiden Battle. And then Trey decided it was kind of fun throwing him. Let's go ahead and run one in. He scored on a 24-yard touchdown run. For Fort Scott, they scored twice late in the fourth quarter, a 1-yard run by Lennox Van, and then an 83-yard pass at the end. And for Fort Scott, they're going to finish the season at 2-7, and for Atchison, keep marching through the playoffs.
Yep, 9-0. You can't get much better than that. Tomorrow here on K-Radio, Benedictine Homecoming. Great game at 12:30 with a 1 o'clock kickoff at Wilcox Stadium. The Ravens and the Baker Wildcats. Didn't get much better than that. I encourage you to join us for all of that fun. Thanks so much for having joined us here this evening. Get a final score. Atchison 48 and Fort Scott 12. Until tomorrow, for Joseph, our producer engineer in the studio. Well done, Joseph, as always. Thank you very much. And for Gus Couch, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to High School Football on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Find the latest scores, game recaps, and team information at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off.